Well, thank you, Mark. It's certainly an honor to be here with you today. And as Mark mentioned, we did take a bit of a different approach for a number of reasons. One, we just didn't have the initial data right off. And secondly, we addressed an issue that our breed faced specifically head on. And as some of the discussions over the last several days have gone, is you've got to identify what maybe some of your issues are, and you need to identify those outliers. And that's certainly something that we've done. We've tried to develop a tool for our breeders that they're able to utilize, and that's to go and identify those that are outliers in terms of being toughness for tenderness. So that's the approach that we've taken. The discussion that I'm going to present with you today is the genetic, or the GEPD for tenderness is a specific trait. In March of 2012, ABBA released this GEPD for tenderness. This was a joint effort between the American Brahman Breeders Association, Zoetis, who at the time was Pfizer Animal Genetics, and then Breedplan, who is our genetic service or our genetic evaluation provider. The GEPDs for tenderness incorporated pedigree information from the Therapy Association and phenotypes. And these phenotypes were actually 2,300 Warner Bradshaw shear force measurements. These came from three different projects, one being generated from the Carcass Merit Program through NCBA. That was conducted at the Subtropical Agricultural Research Station in Brooksville, Florida. They conducted the majority of that work for us. Some work that was done there at Louisiana State University with Dr. Don Frankie. And since 2001, the American Brahman Breeders Association has been able to capture a number of records through their carcass evaluation program, and that's still in continuation today. So as a result of those three projects, we were able to capture these measurements. And then lastly, the genetic component was from the GeneStar genomic predictions for tenderness, and we had close to 700 samples that came from that. I will tell you that, and many of you know, that the genomics came available around the first 2000s, 2002, 2003, I believe, when we first started using those. And some of our breeders were some of the early adopters of that technology. So as a result of that, we were able to go in, not only having both the Warner Bradshaw shears as well as the genomic information, but also the technology from Breedplan over in Australia. And I'd be remiss, and I wouldn't want to misguide you and tell you that this was all our work and efforts here. A lot of this was actually done in Australia. The Australian Brahman actually launched out their GEPD for tenderness probably a year, year and a half before we did. And we didn't see why there would be any reason why we couldn't take that, bring it here. Some work was done with the population here, and thus we were able to launch that EPD back in 2012. The GeneStar marker information was converted to the phenotype equivalence and then included in the genetic evaluation model as a correlated trait. The importance of that is that the impact of the genomic information disseminates beyond tested animals onto parents, progeny, and to relatives. The benefits of the GEPD for tenderness is first that the integration of genomic information into the genetic evaluation for tenderness impacts the EPD, the associated accuracy, enables animals to get tenderness EPDs that otherwise would not have those predictions. So that's pretty important, and a lot of that's pretty straightforward and common sense as you might expect. Secondly, the genomics increase the accuracy from 3 to 9 percentage points. Obviously, the accuracy benefit of the genomically tested animals was generally greater for animals with lower initial accuracy. So, you know, that's one of the questions is, and obviously the primary reason that we want to incorporate the genomics is we want to increase the accuracy, especially of some of these younger sires, as were mentioned earlier today. And we saw that being somewhere between 3 and 9%. Then lastly, it all helps more dependably evaluate the Brahman population and drive genetic improvement through selection, mating, and marketing. And that's certainly what we're all here for, is to look for different genetic tools. Going forward, we continue to collect measurements. We continue to work with industry and developing those genomic tools. And we expect possibly within the next year to 18 months, we'll be able to come back and much like some of the other breeds that spoke before me today, be able to have more tools for our breeders and ultimately better the industry. It's been a pleasure being here with you. And I guess with that, we'll turn it back over to Mark. We'll open it up for questions. Thank you.